wrong with the world, man? Who's there when it all falls down? Stuck to a basic program, feels like no way out. I'm sorry you fell a victim, don't blame it on the system. Heartbroken, drowning, healing.
And back by popular demand. Popular demand. The Jason and OC podcast.
It's still Jason and OC.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We are now an official NFL podcast.
Official.
Congratulations. Clap, clap, clap.
What is that? That's the clapping sound?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I got
if
you.
If they
I
had
got
somebody
you. Yeah,
yeah,
in the audience.
Yeah, we're okay.
In,
yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. It's cool. Like the clapping sound, right?
How does it feel, though, to be an official NFL podcast, JP?
I'm excited, man.
Man, you came up, bro. You came all the way up.
Sheesh. You've taken me to the promised land, my friend.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Hey, man, I love it, man. You're holding on. You know what you are?
What's that?
You're the kind of guy that doesn't forget the little guy.
Never.
You don't forget the little guy.
Never, never, never have, never, never will, man.
You know what?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. But what about this? Did you hear that song that we just introed in?
I did.
Hear
I wanted
Do
to talk
that
about
is?
That. It's fresh.
Okay.
I know that.
Okay, you like that?
I like that.
That's the uprise music, J-Bell.
I like it.
That's the uprise music.
I like
man.
It.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just getting it cracking.
You know what?
Great
and right now, the kickoff of the season is all about passion.
Mm-hmm.
We got passion about the uprise movement, and I think we're ready to roll.
Let's get it cracking, man.
I got to congratulate you, my brother.
Okay.
Congratulate you on the little one, your son.
Yeah, man. My little boy, little Lucas. Little Lucas. Lucas Igwe. You know what I mean? He's a giant, bro. And I appreciate the gifts you gave me, you know, and they really represent exactly what he looks like right now. This boy is humongous. Got rolls everywhere, J-Bell. I've never seen anything like this. Never seen anything like this in my life.
Were you a baby with rolls?
Of course I was. Of course I was, man. Speaking of rolls, you know what I recently have been hearing about?
Tell me,
Jason.
Tell me.
All this fat shaming is what they like to call it.
What?
People have been fat shaming.
What is that?
It's like they make fun of people for being fat.
Why?
I don't know, because people are crazy. And I've been looking at this, and in my head, I'm like, if only you people knew. You're making fun of fat people. In Nigeria, where I come from, being fat is like an honor. You understand what I mean? Like,
living good.
Oh, you are living great. Like, we love fat people over there. Like, if you can, it's like a sign of, you know, health and wealth.
Right.
So, you know, if you're having problems over here, and if people are making fun of you, and come on down to Nigeria, and I promise you, they will love you all the way, man. This is crazy. You're going to be fat-shaming people, man. Get out of here with
man,
that.
Man, it's always, hey, you never know what it's like on the other side of the fence, right?
Craziness, man.
Man, I like that. So we both had a little summer. Summer was good. You got any summer stories? Anything happened in the summer, man, when we were away?
You know, I started working out quite a bit.
I saw the abs the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, you.
Tell us how you saw them.
You know, we were in the gym.
Yeah.
Doing our thing, yeah. And we were having a conversation about something
right.
About the season.
Right.
And you slowly tried to pull up your shirt like you had to wipe the sweat from your brow. And you made sure your whole six-pack was exposed. I looked at it, and you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I went and got right back on that machine I was on because I said, I got to get right. I have to get right. You shamed your boy.
I did. Let me be honest with you. I got to be honest with you, all right? I have never in my entire life had a one-pack. Like, never. And so to finally have seen, after I don't even know how long, something start to appear, something resembling, you know, I felt like I needed to show you the progression of my hard work, Jason. You know, I'm sorry I did that to you. I apologize, but, you know, it was just something I needed to do. I'm sorry.
It hurt because I was doing the best I could, and right. I was telling you, I was in New York. I was like, oh, yeah, I was getting my workout in. You know, right. I've been on it. And then you did me like that.
I did.
And then I immediately just had to refocus
yeah.
and get my game face on
right.
and keep rolling.
But you look good. Even though this outfit you have on, not exactly sure.
What's wrong with my outfit?
You're not in California, man. You're in London. You can't be dressing like this, J-Bell.
You think you're so cool, man. You think you're so cool.
It was warm.
You think you're so cool.
First of all, it was
warm.
You think you're so cool,
Jason. I mean, I'm a Cali kid. What can I do? But when you looked at me, I knew you had something to say. You looked at me up and down kind of like, what are you doing with your life?
Oh, man, this
is, I mean, we got to be ourselves, right?
I bet you just walk around the streets of London like you just doing it. Like you just the man out here, man. NFL podcast, you just.
Okay. I mean, we're trying. We're trying.
I hear you,
you know,
man.
And there's a lot of, we got some cool fans, don't we?
Yeah, really cool fans.
I mean, truly, when we walk around and people notice us and say what's up to us, it seems like it's always the cool people, correct?
Yeah. I mean, cool people, man. I like the fact that, you know, people appreciate, you know, what we do and the way we do it, you know, and it's just makes us want to keep on going, keep on growing, keep on bringing that same energy, keep on bringing that same passion. Because I got to be honest with you, man. Some, you know, I watch TV and I see some of these pundits that they got out here, J-Bell, and I'm like, you know. Yeah, I'm not taking no shots at nobody.
Right.
I'm not taking no shots at nobody. But, you know, I look at some of these pundits and I'm like, what is this? What is going on here? That's so negative.
I know.
Like, well, this guy can't do this. He got this. Like, why? And then the funny thing is, like, they act like they weren't players themselves. You know, like, oh, so I guess you were out there and you just did everything correct. You didn't mess up. You're out here calling all these people and beating them down like that. Come on, man. It's terrible.
You're absolutely right. And you know why I think they do that? It's much easier to say, that's wrong, did it incorrectly, than it is to evaluate what happened and how you would fix it. Because as players, what do we have to do? We have to watch film, and you could easily see something was wrong, but how did you correct it, and how did you go about fixing it on your own?
Yeah.
You know, a good coach has to be able to look at it, break it down, and say, this is what we got to focus on to get you better.
Yeah.
That's a process that most people don't want to do. It's just harder to do. So it's easier to criticize, right?
I hear you, man. I hear you. Bro. Come on, man. Come on, guys. Come on.
Come on, man. You know, so I'm in New York this summer with my little one, 4-year-old. She starts school.
Is she?
She's starting school.
How was that? Did you cry?
No, she's about to.
But are you going to cry?
Yeah, I'm going to cry for sure. 100%. Wow. 100%. I'm soft. Mm-hmm. But I had her at the parks in New York trying to make her street tough.
Okay.
Like, my whole game plan was like, I'm going to take her to these parks.
Okay.
In New York City.
And show her.
And like, throw it to the wolves. Okay. Like, I'm there, but throw it to the wolves. And then I realize, Manhattan, New York's not that tough. It was some nice kids out there.
Nice kids.
They were out there helping each other, playing. I'm like, you know what? I needed something to happen where I could be like, you know, this is how you got to defend yourself.
Right. You couldn't do it.
Them kids are so nice. Oh, parents are so nice. I mean, it was a complete letdown, man. I had a game plan, but it went to nothing, man. It went to nothing, man. So, NFL.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some football?
Yeah, let's talk about some football.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's talk about a little football.
Let's get into it.
They are giving out some big, big dinero.
Yeah.
Coin.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Yes.
Pounds.
Yes.
All that.
Naira. But Naira, no. Naira is the Nigerian currency.
It's not.
No.
Now, don't do it.
Nowhere near.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool.
Yeah.
A lot of money, man.
Yeah.
A lot of money went out. Let's mention some of the names.
Mm-hmm.
First, the one-hand man himself, Odell Beckham, international superstar.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he got it. He got that money.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Hands down.
He got it. Aaron Donald, the holdout. Surprise. I didn't know if he was going to pull it off before the beginning of the season.
He is the best defensive player we've seen in a while.
He is.
So,
he's going to make those Rams are going to be dangerous with him and Sue next to each other. Another topic. Khalil Mack, the surprise trade and the contract right behind it.
Khalil Mack's now the highest paid defensive player in football.
And
I have to be honest with you. I think he's a good player.
Right.
Worth that kind of money? Yeah, I don't know.
You're not sure?
A lot of people were, you know, beating down John Gruden for, you know, allowing this trade to happen and how stupid he is and all that. But I got to tell you something, J-Bell. John Gruden's not an idiot.
No.
He's not a fool.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was willing
to
trade away a star pass rusher. Now, Jason, listen. you know where we come from.
Yep. And I think I know where you're going with this.
We know, you know where we come from, yep. J-Bell. A pass rusher in New York is as valued as a quarterback.
Without a
it's
doubt.
The same thing.
They don't grow on trees.
Same thing.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yep.
I'll tell you why. 2004, New York Giants wanted to draft Eli Manning, right? Mm-hmm. Now, San Diego Chargers had the first pick. San Diego Chargers says, you know what, New York? Fine.
Mm-hmm.
You want Eli Manning? No problem. We'll give you Eli Manning.
There's a
you
guy coming in there.
You know what you have to give us? You have to give us that little-known defensive end by the name of O.C. Mayor. Now, O.C. Mayor was coming off a rookie season where he had one sack, J-Bell. Mm-hmm. One sack. San Diego Chargers said, you want the first pick in the draft? Give us that guy. Mm-hmm. We'll give you the first pick in the draft. New York Giants said, absolutely not. We are not trading away our pass rusher. It's not happening. This
they knew
is the
what
way
was
we've
up.
Won games in the past. This is the way we're going to continue to win games. Now, fast forward to now, 2018.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have a defensive end by the name of Khalil Mack. Outstanding player by any metric. And the Oakland Raiders are willing to trade this man away in his prime? There is no amount of draft picks that a good team is going to trade away a great pass rusher for. So this, you know what this tells me, J-Bell? Mm-hmm. They don't think he's a great pass rusher. Plain and simple.
I agree, but I'd like to add something to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is they weren't a good defense.
Okay.
So regardless of his statistics and how good he played, he didn't make them good.
Yes.
They're bad.
Yes. He didn't make them a better team.
No. So now you have to accumulate picks and get better players across the board.
Yes.
One guy is not – if he was that great
mm-hmm.
for them, he would have made them a much better defense. He was good, but they got issues.
Yes.
So you had to look at the big picture and accumulate a better roster.
Yes.
You know, what does that say about him? It might be exactly what you say, but
– did they make the right call, J-Bell, in your estimation?
I think they did. When you look at the overall picture about building a team, I think if you take the Patriot approach and you need parts, man, you need a lot of different pieces. So you can't overpay for one single piece when you need a whole lot of different pieces to make this full pie.
Wow, what a pragmatic view by you, Jason. That was outstanding. I like that, Jason. And I agree with you 100%.
You do.
100%.
You do.
Man, you would have thought that the sky was falling yesterday. Oh,
right.
My God, Bears.
Right.
Oh, I can't believe the Oakland Raiders did. No, they did the right thing.
Yeah, they did.
They absolutely did the right thing.
They did the right thing. Now, what's gonna matter is what do they do with these picks.
Right.
They'll be judged on what they do with these picks in this position. But they have to fix a lot of things. Now, the Bears have gotten better.
Yes, they have.
The Bears, with Vic Fangio's defense, who I played under, with those, they've always needed really good inside backers, which they got. Now you put it, their one weakness was an edge rusher.
Yes.
Not a weakness anymore.
Yeah.
Not a weakness anymore. And you got a young QB
on
a rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as we know, when Seattle won, that's how they won.
Yeah.
Young QB on a cheap rookie deal.
Yep.
I mean, you got it. The Rams are trying to do the same thing. Young QB on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
They're throwing all the dollars at the defense trying to make it happen, something crack off.
Yes,
so
they're
in a win-now situation.
Jason, let me tell you something, man. I don't think I've ever seen the NFL this good. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Really?
When I look at the teams, I'm just talking about like – the level of teams you have now. Think about what you have in the AFC with the Kansas City Chiefs. Look at their offense, right? You talk about the New England Patriots. You talk about the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
Look at all the teams that they have over there.
LA.
And then you look at the NFC teams. People aren't even talking about a Minnesota. People aren't even talking about the Atlanta Falcons. You got the Philadelphia. Like, it is mind-blowing how good these teams are. The NFL is going nowhere.
The NFC is going to be a dogfight.
A beast.
The NFC South is crazy.
How are you going to get out of there? How? You make it out of the NFC South, like, you're going to be limping to the end zone.
I mean – they're going to beat each other up. Yeah. We used to say that about the NFC East all the time, right? It was like, man, you get those conference games. I mean, the division games, you just beat each other up. But, my gosh, the South.
It's crazy.
It's so much, like you said, it's so much parity, so much talent, a lot of good defense. Man, that Minnesota. No, you know I love Minnesota.
I know.
You know I love it. But nobody's talking about them like I think they deserve.
Yeah.
They were right there.
But it seems like I think the reason why is because maybe, okay, they brought in Cousins, the QB. But nobody thinks Kirk Cousins is Aaron Rodgers, right?
He doesn't have to be.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, how, is he going to be much better than Case Keenum was for them last year? Case Keenum had an outstanding season for Minnesota. So how is it going to be Kirk Cousins that's going to get them over the hump in the NFC? I don't know. And that's why nobody's really talking about them the way you would think.
They're betting on that, and you're right. We don't know. But Case Keenum had two of the best receivers as far as guys going up and competing for the ball. Throw it up. Those guys attack the ball. You can take risk as a quarterback like that. He's actually got the same in Denver, so it's a good situation for him as a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think Kirk Cousins is a rhythm and timing passer. And I think that that's what's going to help them sustain, especially with a great defense. You need those guys need rest, right?
Okay.
You need to keep the ball moving. You need to be very conscientious of down and distance, time on the clock, all that stuff as far as keeping guys rested. When you have a good defense, they got to stay rested, right? That's what I'm trying to get to. And I think he'll do a good job at that. My issue is this O-line going to hold up?
If his O-line doesn't hold up, all that's for nothing.
All that's for nothing, you know.
They're going to hit him right in his mouth.
That's the thing. You know, is this O-line going to hold up? That would be my only question. Everywhere else, to be a good defense, you have to have players on each level, all three levels. You got to have a star on the defense line, a star linebacker, a star in the secondary. You agree with that? Unless you're the Giants and you have all stars
on your D-line and just turn it loose on the quarterback.
I mean, you don't need nothing else. But, you know, in any other situation, you need them on each level, and they have that.
Yeah.
Arguably two stars.
On their D-line.
On each level.
On each level, yeah.
At linebacker and at DB.
You're right.
You just need them to be rested so they can get the ball back for your offense and you can have another opportunity to score. Because remember, this is an offensive league as far as the way it's set up, right? I mean, it's offensive friendly. So if you have a dominant defense, if they just give you – you just get the ball back, it's all good.
Okay, cool. Now, you were talking about players getting paid.
Yeah.
And I think you had asked me earlier, how does that change?
Well, my big question is before you changed and got me off track
because
you said something good is, you've been a guy who's been through that.
Okay.
You've gotten paid twice.
Yeah.
Twice. Two times.
Getting that bread, man.
Getting it.
Getting that bread, J-Bell.
What does it do for you as a player? Nobody's talking about how does that change a player. I want to know on and off the field what that does.
Okay. I think depending on your personality, depending on the way you are as a person, that can determine what that amount of money does to you. Because football isn't basketball. Football isn't soccer. Football is tough. It is a very physical game. And mentally, you have to be all in all the time.
Agreed.
Otherwise, you're finished. So once you get paid and you have like a bunch of money in your bank account, for some people, it becomes a lot harder to go out there and strain and fight and do all those things that was necessary for you to get that money. So you're talking about giving people $100-something million, $60, $70 million guaranteed, and then you tell them to go outside and it's 100 degrees, put on all those pads, run to it. They're like, what are you talking about, man? I don't want to do this. But for me, because of my background, because of where I came from, coming from Nigeria and seeing all the things that I had seen, I just remained hungry.
Right.
And I was so grateful that the NFL had pulled me out of the situation that I was in, that I would never, you know, not give my all and never not go out there and perform to the best of my abilities. I tell you what it did do, though. I wasn't taking no mess from nobody anymore.
Okay, break that down. What does that mean?
You know how coaches are. You know how coaches are. You know, rah, 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 yelling, screaming, talking mess to you, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when you're a guy, you know, just on the roster, on the bottom of the roster, the guy talks to you like that, you just—
Jason Bell.
You just have to— I'm sorry, Jay, but I'm sorry you had to go through that.
You just didn't want to say my name, but it is what it is.
But you have to accept all that. You understand? And you have to stomach it because this is your livelihood. But once you've been paid, all of a sudden the coach can't talk to you like that anymore. I'll tell you a story. I was this was maybe 2009. So I had already been paid at this point in time, but
count—
I was still playing at a high level. So preseason, we had a new defense coordinator, you know, I'm not even going to call his name out because me and him are friends now.
Yeah.
But we had a new defensive coordinator, and the guy comes in one day. Guess he's trying to make his mark on the team.
Yeah.
So preseason game, you know, I do something one way, and he doesn't want me to do it that way. So he looks at me. He's like, "Oh, see, I don't want you to do this. I want you to do it this way." You know what? I looked at him. I said, "You know what? No problem. Cool." So we go to the second preseason game. Same game, same play that they run. I do it the exact way that he told me to do because I'm trying to be a jerk at this point. Even though I know
you knew it wasn't going
to
work.
I knew it wasn't going to work, but I see the play coming at me, and I'm like, I'm going to do it. Stay in my gap. You want me to stay in my gap? I'm going to stay completely in my gap, and I just stay there. And I watch the guy, the running back, run to the outside of me, and I could have made the play. But you made a big deal about me staying in my gap. I stayed in my gap.
Play my assignment.
He comes out in the second meeting room. This is the second meeting in front of everybody. What is this? La 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 la. UMFer. Screaming.
Sound like a coach.
I look at him. You know what I did, J-Bo? I got up and I left. Jason, I didn't leave the meeting. I took my bags and I went home. The whole day they calling my phone. Hello, Ozzy, where you at? I'm not answering no phone calls. I left. I went home. I was like, listen. So, you know, finally I came back in the next day. Antonio Pierce, he'll tell you the story. Has my face in a milk carton. He's like, you know, missing OC. AP's just funny. So I come in the next day, you know, and Coach Coughlin calls me up to the office. You know, he's sitting over there, you know, talking to me. He's like, OC, what happened? I'm like, listen, there's two options. Number one, I could get up and me and this man could get into a physical altercation, which he would lose.
Lose.
And the second option was for me to just, you know, get up and walk out of here gingerly, you know, because you're just not going to talk to me like that. It's not going to happen. You understand? And Jason, the rest of my career in the New York Giants, they didn't even – nobody spoke to me above a whisper. The entire time I was there, not even – hey, no matter what I did – OC, how you doing? Please, OC, we're going to need you to, next time, okay, we're going to need you to do this. But you know, it was the fact that I knew I was financially secure.
Right.
That allowed me to, you know,
stand my,
you just can't talk to people like that.
No, you can't.
Now, if I wasn't, then obviously I would have just sat there and I would have been like, yes, sir, coach. Yeah, I apologize for doing what you told me to do. And, you know, being all humble and meek the way you see a lot of players who aren't financially stable have to, but, you know, that's what it did for me mentally, man.
You know what? It's funny when that happened. I remember texting AP about how I was going into the season, and he sent me a picture of the carton saying, stuff is going wild over here. OC left practice the other day. I said, what in the world?
Man, I was a wild, wild boy, J-Man. I don't know how they put up with me for that long.
You were the second person in the building every day.
Yeah, I did.
You worked hard.
I did work hard.
You worked hard.
You're right. And they did see that.
It's funny you say that because that's absolutely how it is. Because I remember standing on the sideline. I was hurt in New York. And it was me, another player, a friend of ours.
Okay.
We'll call him. His initials are CE.
Okay.
Yeah. Los.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Los.
Yeah.
Los, if you're listening, we're talking about you. Number 51. So
Los is my boy, man.
Yeah, I love Los, man. Coughlin comes by, and he starts chewing me out. Are you hurt? When are you going to get back on the field? I mean, he's talking so reckless. Bad to me. And I'm taking it, taking my lumps. Because I want, you know, I had just started really playing a lot. Right. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm just taking it. And Los looks at me and goes, you going to let that man talk to you like that? And I looked at Los and I said, yeah, yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to let him talk to me like this because I have zero authority and or leverage.
Oh.
That's the opposite.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jason.
Talk to
I'm
me
so sorry.
I love Copeland, man. He believed in me, but man, he talked to me so bad and I couldn't do anything Nothing. About it. That's the difference between the big checks and the little checks.
That sucks, man.
The big checks and the little checks.
That's what we'll call it. Big checks and little checks.
You know what? Mm-hmm. We should. Okay. Because when we evaluate things, it should be, is he a big check guy or a little, check,
little
guy?
Check guy?
Because that has a lot to do with performance.
Right.
And I always thought, like as a DB, once you had the big check, mm-hmm. you became more of a risk taker.
Yeah.
You started
get
really,
you, better.
You started going after balls and getting interceptions that you might not get because you're like, if it doesn't work out, what are they going to do? They're not putting Jason Bell in. I'm still on the field.
What are they going to do?
What are they going to do? I'm going to still be on this field, still out here balling, still making plays.
I know, man.
So our thesis is mm-hmm. when you get the big check.
Makes you a better player.
Makes you,
makes you an overall better
it
player.
It makes you a better player.
Yes. Not
living in fear. I will say this. It's good for the locker room when you have those guys, especially on defense, because if there's a problem, we would go to you,
yeah.
guys like you, and say, oh, so you got to figure this out. You got to go talk to them. We need to change this. And you would do it.
Yeah.
You and a couple other guys, Strahan, AP, mm-hmm. You would go do that, and you would be our voice,
yeah.
which is important. And that's going to be different with guys going to other teams, like with Khalil Mack. Like, they got to figure his personality out, but mm-hmm. he's going to now be that voice.
Yeah,
he's going to have to – they're going to have to see what can – will this guy translate our message?
Comes with responsibility,
right?
Man. That big check comes with big responsibility. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
I do. And you know what? Nobody really talks about that, what that does. And mm-hmm. I think that that's very important for people to realize. Not only do you have the pressure on the field, mm-hmm. now you have the pressure off the field with everything that involves that, because everybody knows you got the big check.
Yeah.
And in the locker room, you are now the leader.
Yeah.
I don't care what you were before. You're that guy.
The guy.
You better be that guy.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know something else that I found crazy?
Tell me.
That you might not know?
What's that?
Did you know the President of the United States cannot be indicted for a crime?
Did you know that? If you didn't know before, you probably heard it now.
Isn't that – that is the strangest thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you like a king? Like, if you can't be indicted for a crime, you can't be held to the same standard as everybody else, does that make you – a citizen, or does that make you a king?
I believe it's only while you're in office. So
regardless.
Maybe when you're out of office, you can then be prosecuted.
But while you're in office, you can't be prosecuted for a crime. You can't be indicted for a crime while you're in office. So you can do whatever you want.
I have to look at the rule book.
Are you the king?
I have to look at the
rule
book.
Are you the king of the United States of America? Does the United States of America have a king, or did they specifically leave Great Britain so they wouldn't have a king? That's all I want to know, because – how can you not be indicted for a crime?
We're finding out a lot of things that we didn't.
This is very strange. This is very, very strange. I find this very, very strange, Jason.
I find a lot of things strange.
Yeah.
That's why I love the NFL.
Yeah.
Because it's consistent. Though it's strange.
But you know what? The good thing about the NFL is it is very fair.
It is very,
very, very fair.
It is fair.
Nobody has no advantage over anybody.
Man.
Nobody. Everything is just, it's plain as day, man.
There isn't another league.
Like it.
That has figured it out and has the formula to create the parity that the NFL does. It's just exciting.
Every year.
And I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about all these new quarterbacks, man. You know, we're always worried about the next batch.
Yeah.
We got a lot of guys to watch.
Right here.
We got a lot of guys to watch, and we got a lot of pass rushers
I love
to
the
figure
pass
out.
Rushers,
I know, man. I know. That's another thing we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about this whole another podcast, okay. But I want to talk about this whole interior pass rushers versus ends. I just want to get into that later. But
you know what I really want to get into?
What's that?
Why can't the president of the United States? Why can he not be indicted? I'm going to need for you to explain to me why the president of the United States cannot be indicted for a crime, J-Bell.
I'll tell you this.
Okay.
I don't watch reality TV. Ooh. I watch the news.
You watch the news.
I watch the news, man. I watch the news like it's reality TV. I think we're about – time might be up,
time?
Man. Time might be up, my friend.
This might be our last NFL. This might be our last NFL podcast.
We are officially an NFL podcast. Do you feel good about
this
that?
This is cool, man. This is cool, man. You know how I feel? Uprisen.
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 I feel uprisen myself.
Yeah, man. That means we need to transition into some more uprise music.
Let's do it, my brother. Till next week.
That's
the Jason and OC podcast, officially NFL podcast. We are out.
What's wrong with the world, man? Who's there when it all falls down? Stuck to a basic program. Feels like no way out. I'm sorry you fell a victim. Don't blame it on the system. Heartbroken, trying to heal them. All our women and children. Me too, we're on a mission. Me too, I wish they listened. Peace, joy, and happiness. She don't want no more regrets. Don't weigh up on the stressing. Turn your lessons to blessings. Tell yourself that faith is all you. Talking about, I speak for myself and all the females out there. Listen, stay close to your dreams, let no man keep them from existing. Preaching love and unity, fairness and equality, values and humanity, anger and animosity. Won't tarnish our pedigrees, stuck with all these memories. Just tell yourself that faith is all you. Same people. If you rep the human race, make the world a better place. One nation, one among people. If you feel the same, say. If you rep the human race, make the world a better place. One nation, one among people. If you feel the same, say.